You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
And go into the city, and you will be told when you get there what to do next. Some of us want the whole role. God, what are you going to do now? Ain't wanting to lay it out, a whole plan, a year's plan. No! Get up and do what I told you to do. And once you complete that, I'll tell you what to do next. I've learned how to follow the template of the Lord. I don't move until he tells me. And he hadn't always said, this is next. I just hear occupy until I come.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Radical Encounters That Transform Lives. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 4.
David always asked God, Lord, should I go after this troop? And God says, go up, I will give it in your hand. But if you watch Solomon, he said, give me wisdom and I'll take it from there. In other words, give me an education. I don't need y'all no more. Give me a job. I don't need to go to church no more. Give me what you want. Give me what I want. And I don't need to talk to you no more because I got the knowledge. This is why God wants to interrupt our plans with a divine interruption, a divine encounter. Can somebody say amen? So shifts are here. Spiritual shifts. Don't trust every signal. Some of them are not coming from God. You may be pinging, but it is not God. Help me, Jesus. Yet the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. So what we got to do is learn how to always line ourselves up with his word so we can get a pure signal. There's a lot of familiar spirits that are walking in the earth today, entities that are invading people and in their mind, and they don't read the Bible, they don't know what's going on. Just because you had a dream don't mean God gave it to you. You may have ate pork and beans the night before, and I don't know what you ate or what you were watching. But if it don't line up with the scriptures, you better be careful. I just had a young man to tell me, man, every time a voice spoke to him, he felt cold. I said, God didn't do that. When God speaks, you feel warm. Fear not. Behold, it is I. If you feel cold, I'm telling you right now, entity is after you, real close to you. You see vapor. You didn't watch The Exorcist? Every time that girl was talking, man. Every time that girl was talking, man, stuff was coming out of her mouth. I watched it 15 times. I know everything that happened in that movie. Demons are real. Turning your neck all around. Got you all crazy. Got you levitated. Got you seeing all kind of things. It's the devil. Tell you what God do, he'll rest you, get you up out of that bed and tell you to get to the house of the Lord and submit to authority. God is speaking to his people. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Woo, Jesus. Don't get it twisted. I'm preaching today better than you're saying amen. Shifts are here. Shifts. Shifts are indicators and they are displays, they are markets, they are designers, they are designs by God to direct your path. So as I teach today, I want to talk about five things, unexpected interventions, expect a disruption in your path. It is not to kill you. God said, I love you enough to stop you from going down that path. Secondly, we need to be able to see divine interruptions as the goal is transformation. He wants us to be transformed. Also, almost like the Transformers, more than meets the eye. You just see a car rolling out. That's what God wants to do with you. They see a vehicle, but there's transformation that took place, and you got a whole nother mission. Number three, humility. Don't trust pride. It may get you your way, but in the long run, he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Number four is community. God may start with you, but he's after you and your friends. He's after community. And number five is new mission. God is releasing a new mission, not new addition, but new mission. Not new edition. Candy girl, you are my world. You look so sweet. You a special. The way you walk and the way you talk. I didn't say new edition. I said new what? A new mission. A reason or intent for you getting up in the morning. You had a certain assignment, but God shifted it. He's changing your mission. Glory to God. And I believe God wants us to write down mission statements. God is reaching out to his people in extraordinary ways. I wrote into my notes, man, I can feel the shift. Say it with me, I feel the shift. You don't feel it? Yeah, you got to feel it, man. It's shifting. Things are shifting so much. I mean, it's so fast, it's crazy. That's why I thank God for years of knowing the word, because I can tell when something is false, because it ain't Bible. I guess that ain't Bible. Can the church say amen? Amen. So let's look at it. There are five stages of radical transformation. Number one, suddenly, a sudden intervention. Out of Acts 9, verses 3 to 4, he was headed to Damascus on his journey. Suddenly, a light from heaven shone or flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? One of the striking things about Saul's encounter and how is how it just came out of nowhere. Came out of the blue. He was on his way to do something bad, and God interrupted it. He's on his mission, or on a mission. He thinks he knows exactly what he's about to do. He's even got letters or authority from the high priest about what he's doing. And then bam, say then bam. Bam, a light shines. Well, the Lord just really magnified this to me and say he's about to bam some of you. Bam. Bam. You think you got it all in control? Let me tell you all something, man. We're about one doctor's report away from real trouble. Bam. We're about one indicator from losing it all. One issue without God. And this is a song that's on my heart. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. The song goes on to say, Jesus, oh Jesus. I really believe the Lord is speaking to me about a bam moment. Bam! See, he had little firecrackers going crack, 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 but you ain't listening. Now you got to send a bazooka in there. Bam! That's why I love Charlie Brown. Bam, bam. Didn't he carry a club? That's what God got. What's bam, bam is on your trip. Bam! God, dog it. Bam, it's here. Bam, bam, walking around the corner with a big club. Bam. Saul's got his mission. He's about to do some stuff. And here comes a light that shines out of nowhere. So strong, it knocks him off his beast. If he was riding the beast, it disturbed the animal so much that it shook him off. It bucked him off. Bam. And God is doing that same thing with us. One of the reasons why God disrupt your plans and hurt your heart and had you to fall to the ground is because he loves you. If you continue this path, it will not be profitable for you. So the bam moment is the real blessing moment, because God loves you so much, he stops you from doing what you want to do. A light from heaven changed everything. And I'm glad he used light. Who is the light? The Bible says Jesus is the light of the world. And if you follow him, you will not walk in darkness, but you shall have the light of life. So not only did light shine up, life was extended. Jesus talked to him. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? That's his first conversation with the risen Savior, one that he never met in the earth. He knew Gamaliel. He knew Pharisees, Pharisee of the Pharisee. He knew the law of Moses. He knew how to do stuff. He knew how to handle synagogues. He knew the law and how to work it. He knew it flip side as well as top side, or heads and tails end of the law. But he never met the one that the law pointed to. And the way he met him, he got knocked off of his beast to let him know, you may be riding high, but there's one greater than you. Like sometime God has to do for us. I'm glad he does it a lot of time when we're young. Because it's bad if he got to wait until we're 90 before he knocks us off. But if he knocks you off in your youth, really he doesn't want you to be messed up when you grow older. Remember now, you're creating the days of your youth. I'm speaking to young men here today that have a promise on your life. It's not in the streets. It's not in how many girls you can put around on your notch that you ran through. It's not about how you can emulate a rapper. It's about God's call and mission on your life. And God wants you to get off the beast, riding the beast, and get to the house of God so he can give you a new mission. And he does it by shining a light in your life. And one of the ways he does it is through preachers. With my dark cavity, he shines through me in a message to get your attention, to knock you off of the beast of your process or the beast of your procedure, so you can get to the house of God and get a new mission. Glory to God, hallelujah. Saul, why do you persecute me? Why do you persecute me? You're doing this to me. You thought you were doing it to them, but you're doing it to me. Paul was angry because he believed that the Christians were out of the way. They did not live up to the law of Moses. So he was doing like ICE does. But Jesus said, they're following me. They're my disciples. And we can think we're working for God when we're mean to others. But God don't do that. Even in retaliation, we have to watch how we move. The light reminds us that something divine is occurring. Completely unexpected. I'm glad that God intervenes in my life. That sense of interruption is going to disturb your plans, but it's God shining the light on you. That light can also expose a new path. I know you thought I was going to say expose your sins, but that's not what God is trying to do here. Notice Paul's disciples, or those that follow him, if you read that, they heard sound, but they didn't hear everything that Paul heard. So God is speaking directly to the man. And there are people around you who see a dust storm when God interrupts, but he's talking didactically to you, face to face. And that's why I believe we need to give people space to grow. You don't know how God is working with them. That sense of the divine interruption is right here in the text. It's a humbling experience. When you're riding high and all of a sudden he knocks you down. I've experienced that before. I said to the Lord many times, what kind of bastard would I have been if you didn't humble me? I thought I was pretty nice. Why do you have to humble me all of the time? I can't get away with nothing. Some of y'all under the radar, nobody see you. I can't get away with it. Man, God be punishing me. Those that know to do good and do it not shall be beaten with what? It says many stripes. And once you have the knowledge of the truth, we got to walk in it. Glory to God. We got to walk in the truth. We must walk in the truth. Sometimes divine encounters come when we least expect. And God is in the midst of it. The second thing you need to see from the text is a call to transformation. Acts chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. Who are you, Lord? Paul asked. Which simply said he didn't know God. He thought he did. But you must be Lord if you knock me off my beast. You must be Lord if I can hear a sound. You must be Lord if you interrupted my plan with a light. He acknowledges, and who are you, Lord? Look at what Jesus said, introduces himself. I am Jesus, verse 5, whom you are persecuting. Paul could go tit for tat. I didn't persecute you. I got these people. But what you do to people is as unto the Lord. If it's good, bad, or indifferent. Verse 6. Now get up, God says, and go into the city that you were headed to. And you will be told what you must do. Notice transformation takes the power out of you or from you. God speaks and he gives direction. That's where transformation starts. It doesn't start with you saying, I'm going to change. And I'll change in my time. No, I'm Jesus who you're persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told when you get there what to do next. Some of us want the whole role. God, what are you going to do now? Ain't want him to lay it out, a whole plan, a year's plan. No. Get up and do what I told you to do. And once you complete that, I'll tell you what to do next. I've learned how to follow the template of the Lord. I don't move until he tells me. And he hadn't always said this is next. I just hear occupy until I come. Saul wasn't just stopped. He was called to change. I believe it's a powerful reminder that we're not in charge of transformation. We want to be. We want to tell God how to transform. Can you imagine clay telling the potter how to make it? I would throw that clay down if it started talking to me. If I'm shaping you, don't speak to me. Shh. We talk too much, especially when we're in the hands of the Lord. It's a powerful reminder of God's divine encounters. That God also has a deeper purpose for us. You may think it's one thing, but God says, no, it's a different thing. God will raise you up, give you training like he did Moses, and then send you in a wilderness to build something that don't even look like your training. How many of you know a lot of your education and the things that you've experienced in life is really for the kingdom? But let me say it on this side. A lot of things that you deal with in life and the things that you've been taught and trained about is really not for the job you have. It's for the kingdom. It's for the kingdom. All of your resources and knowledge. It's how do you employ it in the kingdom? Even if it's temperament and disposition, even if it's networking. It's not to get rich on the people. It's about making sure people connect with destiny. If you take care of people, you should be caretakers in a church. Not easily hurt. Man, I almost said something bad, man. Let me just say it this way. The church is much like an emergency room. You got blown a shotgun shot in your chest. What the doctor is going to do? He's going to try to save a life, right? But what if he told you last week, you need to stop hanging around that apartment? You go back and get shot in the chest. But what does the doctor do? He try to save lives. You leave the hospital and get healed and go back to the same. But I didn't get shot the first day, and I didn't get shot the second day. Keep on going back to that house, though. And when you get shot the third time, guess what the doctor's got to do? That's what church is like. Stop seeing it. It's what people talking about me. This is an emergency room. And people are going their own way. And when they get hurt, they wind up here. And what should we do? We save lives. By transforming minds. That we might... But we change lives by reforming minds that we might transform our communities and advance the kingdom, even if they disobey. Believe me, it's not glamorous, but it is glorious. Because somebody's got to stay in the grind year after year after year after year and hope that maybe people will turn. Because that's what Jesus would do, right? You want to be like him? Well, suffer with him and you'll see what I'm saying. That means you deal with someone that's intolerable year after year after year after year after year after year and have the same enthusiasm about their safety. And watch them give you a bird. To the doctor, bump you, man. You messed up my shoulder. I saved your dad gained life. Did y'all see what happened with this girl? This baby fell out of a roof, fell off of a second story window. Third story, maybe a man caught her and the mother wanted to take him to court. He saved her from getting splashed on the concrete. She took him to court to sue him because she had a broke rib from the fall. She would have died, crazy. This is what we are in a society. Y'all, please don't make that a clip. Divine encounters also invite us into transformation. That's what God is saying. Let me transform you more than meets the eye. Number three, humility and dependence. In Acts 9 and verse 7, the Bible says, the men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. So God allowed them to hear it, but they couldn't see nothing. Saul got up from the ground, But when he opened his eyes, he could not see. And sometimes in transformation and humility, God will block your vision, even of where you're going. And humility is someone else has to guide you out. I know you want to be self-sufficient, but one of the parts of transformation is humility and dependence. When God wants you to be changed, not only will he blind you to your own vision or to seeing things that you used to see, but you have to humble yourself, because when you're blind, someone has to guide you. I know you're self-sufficient, but that's not how he transformed. You must yield. Glory to God. Ladies, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, that we need to, it says submit, right? Wives, submit yourselves to your husband. Tells the husband, y'all don't like to hear that. The husbands need to love their wives as Christ loved the church. We can't preach that in 21st century. People get all upset. Then it says, submit one to another. So I moved past it real quick, right? Because I know all of y'all just resisting. Oh, feminism. No, oh, no. Don't preach that. It's Bible, right? Right. What I'm saying is, if you want order in your house, all of that high power perception needs to come underneath God's authority. For the man, you need to love her as Christ loved the church. For the woman, submit to your husband as unto the Lord, it says. All right, that's Bible, right? Read it. Read Ephesians 5. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Radical Encounters That Transform Lives, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
New members class is every Sunday at 10 a.m. at the TR Palm Bay campus, and after the 11 a.m. service at TR North. You can also join us for the new members intensive at the TR Palm Bay campus on Saturday, May 2nd, and complete all 8 orientation lessons in one day. Class begins promptly at 9 a.m. Please arrive by 8:30 a.m. to sign in. For more information, email connect@truthrevealed.org. The School of Prayer will kick off at the TR Palm Bay campus on Wednesday, May 6th at 7 p.m. during our midweek worship service. Join us on Thursday, May 7th at 7 p.m. for the National Day of Prayer, and Friday, May 8th at 7 p.m. for our Harp and Bowl.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.